Today's episode of Clean Ears is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/cleanears. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Okay, let's start the show.
Estoy bien.
Oh my gosh. Hello, everyone.
Hey, y'all.
This is Simone.
And this is Sarita.
And this is Clean Ears.
Yes.
Goodness, it feels like it's been a minute since this happened.
You know what? It's because we've done a lot in the weeks in between.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what you have done.
I left the country.
Girl.
We're on vacay.
Oh, to be young.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, to be young.
Oh, goodness.
So, you want to tell the people where you went? Or nah?
Sure. I mean, I'm back now, so it's not like anybody's going to stalk me.
This is true. They can just stalk you right here. If that is their desire.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I was in London and Paris.
I was in Atlanta.
And had a great vacation. It was such a good time.
Yes, I've been here hearing about their travels for the past, I don't even want to tell y'all how many hours now.
Let's not go into it.
But just know that we were recapping the travels and it was wonderful.
Wonderful. I really suggest that everyone get out of the country.
We.
It is necessary to kind of expand your mind because America is not real life. Just for real.
It's super not.
It really isn't. Like, you get a horrible idea of what the world is if you just stay in America. You've got to go elsewhere. You get a stamp in your get a passport.
Yes.
Then get a stamp on that passport.
Bloop.
And get up out this country for a little bit.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Sarita told me something pretty interesting the other day. Actually, today. I don't know why. She wasn't even here. We didn't even talk.
I ain't got no free minutes. I didn't talk to nobody.
Let me get my bearings. Sarita had just said something, and apparently I just decided to have it a long time ago. So, what she was saying was that the perception of Atlanta was kind of just different from what she expected being over there. And so, Sarita, tell the people what they thought of ATLians.
Okay.
Atlantans just sounds like way too proper for my life.
Right. Well, ATLians, you got a bad reputation in the world. I'm just going to let them put it out there. And I feel bad because I'm live here now. So y'all making me look bad too.
Oh, my goodness.
But really, seriously, everybody based their opinion of Atlanta, especially Atlanta black women, on the housewives and the love and hip hops and world star and all that stuff.
How do we get world star too? Oh, my
like
gosh.
Everything ghetto and just really all of the bad stereotypes about black women, they really believe because they don't have any other context for American women. So we had to not really break through because they were, you know, good enough to ask that or at least let it be known that's what they thought so we could try to work around it. But that's what people think. And so what I would encourage people to do is find somebody who has a camera.
Oh my gosh.
Someone with some influence and get some entertaining but like fun and proper, like elegance. I don't know. Round it out some. Give us some help out here.
I was telling Sarita when she told me that it reminded me of when I came here from Jamaica and people were like, wow, do you have running water? Is your life like Shatta's? And I'm like, it's super not like normal, you know. Shout out to people whose life is like Shatta's. I sound so American.
You do like
Shatta's with a D. But I thought it was interesting because I remember when I moved to the country, it was the first time I got hit with Jamaican stereotypes because when I was there, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Right.
And when people kept asking me all these questions, I was a small child, guys. And folks were like, do you smoke ganja? And I was like, guys, I'm so like 9 years old right now. I've smoked nothing. But it was just interesting when people were asking us questions. And I was just like, well, we had a car and we like lived in an apartment and we went to school. Like, I don't know what these questions are. So it's just interesting just to hear that from a different perspective. So apparently I've not escaped it.
No, not at all.
Way to go, mom and dad. Picking a city.
There's always stereotypes, but I feel like it just wasn't well-rounded because there's just not a lot coming out of Atlanta that people know about. So you got to get the news, get good news out there so that we don't have to explain ourselves when we're outside the country.
Well, it's good that you were there being the example.
Got to do it.
Like, look at me being non-ratchet in front of y'all.
Look, I'm regular. This is Atlanta. Of y'all.
So meanwhile, I was here celebrating America's freedom.
Right. Use the quotes.
Why is that funny? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
America's going through a lot right now.
It really is. And it's crazy because when 4th of July is during the week, I feel like America needs to do a better job of stepping up and deciding that we're just going to shut down for like the rest of the days. Because what's super disrespectful is trying to celebrate a holiday that involves nighttime activities. Mm. It's not like Thanksgiving where it's like, okay, we can have this dinner anytime. It has to be dark for fireworks. So you know we got to stay out late. It's the summertime. It's not getting dark till after 9 o'clock. And then what's really disrespectful is having to get up in the morning and go to work the next day. Mm. That's super rude. So I think that America needs to do a better job of...
really?
Of just shutting everything down for the rest of the week. Like, we gonna be all right. I promise you, it's not gonna throw anything off at all. I don't know, crime might even go down. I'm just saying. Who people knows? Less agitated.
I don't know. I think, you know, I think we were supposed to care more about the 4th of July, so they should just give us all the time up to it and then after off. I mean, it's the 4th, so.
Yeah. We get Thanksgiving and the Friday off after just because nobody wants to go to work that day. Because let's be honest.
Right.
Nobody needs the Friday off. I receive it, though. Like, don't take it back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're trying to move forward, not backwards.
Exactly.
But I just feel like, again, if the 4th of July falls in the middle of the week, if it falls on any day that's not Monday or Friday, we need to just make a decision as a unit to be like, you know what, day after, we got to let y'all get that, too. And if the day after that is Friday, just go ahead and get that too.
Right. Just, let me just take all of it.
Yes.
And it shouldn't have to come out of my PTO. Just give it to me.
That's what I'm saying. Freely. Celebrate freedom.
Guys, we wanted to do a social media shout out as we've been doing recently.
Yes.
Because we love y'all. And we want to make sure that we are able to show you that love on the podcast.
Make you feel it.
Mm-hmm. So on Instagram, we want to shout out Pearl Worship.
Hey, girl.
You've just been liking posts and commenting, and we just wanted to love on you a little bit and say thank you for being part of the Earbuds.
Yes, that is my homie. She was just in my time hop today, too. A little selfie we took.
Aww.
Yeah, so thank you for the support, girl. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that super much.
Yep. And on Facebook, which we are at right now, 195
guys
followers on our Facebook page.
Come through. Get us to 200. Like, don't let us be out there like that.
Right. We're just so close. We'd love to get over 200 families, members of the family on the Facebook page. So go ahead and like us there. Just like Nadine Marie Monday, who shared a picture from our Facebook page.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
And also on Twitter, I'm about to totally ruin this, so let's all brace ourselves.
Here we go.
At Damo_Sean with a silent Y, maybe 3D.
Girl, yes.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. But he was talking to me about the movie Baby Driver and was talking to me about Jamie Foxx as an actor, period, and stuff. And so I appreciate any time that I'm able to engage in conversation with people on our Twitter, because I swear, ever since social media started giving you a like option, it's so easy to just be like and move on with my life. So I so appreciate people who will actually engage with me and engage with our content and actually start a conversation. So even though it was a conversation that was so not related to Clean Ears, I was like super hyped to like be making a new friend. If you know me in real life, you understand that I get insanely excited about stuff like that. So...
And just hers, just so if you do meet us in real life, you know.
You talk to me first, and I'll have to usher you in.
Because me and Courtney are just going to look at you.
I'm the welcoming committee. I am the relationship ambassador. You can't just pull, if you pull up on Courtney and start talking to her, you get the blank stare. She'll be like, who did this? Who approved this?
and I will just be looking for assistance.
And Saritha will really just be like, this is exhausting.
I do. And I'm tired.
Saritha will probably just walk away and go sit down.
She'll be like, I'm finding the exit immediately from this conversation.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'll be like, tell me about your family.
Simone will name her firstborn by the end of the conversation.
Man, listen, I'm like, oh my goodness. It's like we've been friends forever.
She's like, Marie is such a great name. Yes, name her Marie.
Yes, girl. Best friends.
We wanted to bring back something we haven't done in a minute. But it should be fun, and especially because this one is kind of a meandering podcast. You're just going to listen to us talk this time.
Basically.
Hopefully you get some good stuff. But we wanted to do the 30-second rant and rave. And we usually have so much fun doing this. If you haven't gotten by the title, we get 30 seconds to rant about something. And then you get 30 seconds to rave about something, because we like to always end on a good note.
Absolutely. So, Saritha.
Yes.
What are you going to rant? Actually, you know what? Do you want us to just say it when you start?
Yeah, let's start the clock.
All right, so we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
Right.
Go in.
All right, so I just got back from a trip, and all I had to deal with mostly is airline shenanigans and foolishness. I cannot stand when an airline refuses to give you information about the flight that you paid for. And then they want to act like the money that you paid for it means nothing, and they treat you so horribly. And these are airlines that are well respected. I wasn't on nobody's Spirit. I was on a real airline, and I still got treated horribly. And then when you get in the customer service, they don't care. They just want your more money to fix their problem. I hate that, and I hate all this.
You feel better?
No.
I was frustrated for you.
I'm still mad.
I was, man, it was shenanigan after shenanigan. I was upset.
Too much. Okay, so let's put 30 more seconds on the clock for you.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, let's go. I would like to rant about selfies. I just feel like, I mean, we have so much literature. We have so many examples available. But I'm just still seeing a lot of selfies with bad angles. People are not smizing. People are not looking for the light. And people are just out here just haphazardly posting these photos of themselves. They are all in my timeline. And people are not utilizing the multiple pictures function that IG gives you. So now in my timeline, I am just seeing everything just over and over. I wasn't done, Courtney.
Girl, but I feel you. When people do like three posts of the same selfie instead of just one post with three pictures, I'm mad.
I'd be like, why didn't you read the manual? Your friends don't love you. You need to delete this and repost it as one. Is that wrong? Am I mean? I'm okay to be mean about
it's just
it.
Real.
Yes, but yes. Guys, find your life. We've had, 10 plus years of Top Model? I know it's not on anymore, but...
No, but...
It's on Hulu.
Find your light.
Yes, like,
smile,
do
with
something.
Your eyes.
Work with, find your angles, too. People just
work
out
it
here.
Out. Y'all just full front face
just moon pile in my iPhone.
You know what your face looks like full front? Nobody wants that. Tilt it. Mm-mm. Get your chin moving.
Mm. If your face is full front, it's a mugshot. And it's literally what's happening. That's literally what I'm seeing. I want you to flip it to a side. Pick
to
one.
A side. Move your hair
find
around.
One something.
Oh, work with light and shadow. There are ways to do this.
Yes.
And if all else fails, black and white photo.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's the look.
I'll be seeing some things in color. I don't need to see in color.
Yes.
It makes me sad.
It's so true.
I love y'all though. So now it's time to rave about something.
Yes.
All right, so Saritha, we got 30 seconds back on the clock for you.
You.
Go.
You. I am so excited about summer trips. Yes, I just got back from one, but I feel like everyone in the summer kind of takes the limits off themselves and they go and do something. They have an adventure. I think it's because when you were a kid, you got to go out of school in the summer and you did crazy things. And now as adults in the summer, you get this wanderlust and you're like, I have to go and do something, whether it's a road trip or a staycation or something. But get out there and enjoy yourself in these real hot days.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, I just got excited. I'm ready.
Here we go.
So guys, I am raving about cookouts because my family had a really nice cookout for 4th of July. And when you do it well, a cookout is lovely. A cookout is when you have several different kinds of meats or the same meat in different ways. Like maybe you got the leg quarters and some wings or something like that. Mix it up.
Yep.
But when everybody comes to the table, they bring an assortment of different kinds of foods together, but all coming together with the expectation that it's going to be on one plate. And you really make plans to put this together and make this whole cohesive. That's why you need guys and girls, because men will come with meat, but women will hold you down with the sides. And then you come together. Cornay, you are ruining my life.
Finish your sentence.
They didn't even get to hear about the sliders.
He's gonna give the whole menu.
Y'all needed to know.
No. Now I'm just hungry.
I made those.
Oh, well, congrats. That was a good job.
Man, whatever. I hate the show.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by Propaganda, Molly Music, and Vivian Green. Please visit www.cleanershow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
So guys, now it's time for our Clean Ears Tiny Topic.
Yes, which is the topic today, so have fun with that.
I guess it is. Woo. So much has happened. So we mentioned 444. We know that it's all over the media. It's every place. If you've not listened to it, you must have just not wanted to. So that's...
Which is fine.
Yeah, like to each his own. What I thought was really interesting is how everybody was talking about how they got all of this financial advice from Jay-Z. And if you guys considered that advice, clap, clap for you. Because right. When he was talking to me about buying a painting for $1 million,
right.
I was like, I'm not, you're not talking to me.
Right.
And then stuff like that. So when he was talking about buying properties and things like that, I was like, oh, is that my financial life? It was amazing to me though, because I mean, clap, clap for everybody who's in a similar income bracket or people who feel like they can do stuff like that. But I didn't really feel like Jay-Z was giving me financial advice. You know, I already have credit, as he says. So
I don't know, my credit's not good though. I mean, I could deal with that. I could do better.
I mean, you know, still on that upward climb.
Slowly but surely. Credit drops way faster than it builds. It does not like you. But anyway, one of the things he was saying was like, you know, art and the value goes up. If you buy property, the value goes up. You know, supporting businesses.
I can get with that. That sounds like something that's within my income bracket. I can support a black business and also create more black businesses.
Mm-hmm. Getting your credit up, of course.
Exactly.
Splurging in the club.
And I will definitely stop taking selfies with a stack of money.
Never
as my phone.
Done it.
I did not realize that was a thing.
That is a thing with these young rats.
I feel like, but why? All you're doing is just you geotag. People just gonna come rob you. I hate cash. I'm telling you, I got cash back the other day, and I've been nervous ever since. Like, I super hate carrying cash. So when I be seeing people, when I think of it, because I did see a picture after the fact, and when I saw that, I was like, you just look like a target. I can't.
Mm-mm, it's a been a thing. But I appreciate that song. I appreciate the hour. But I
appreciate all the songs.
Yeah, there we go. But what I do appreciate is that he is talking about it, because a lot of people, all they hear in rap songs are like splurge and buy this and buy that and, you know, high price this, that, or whatever. And he was like, you know what's better than that? Credit.
And I think credit is one of those things that we... as a community don't really value, because it's that thing you can't see. Mm. It's not really tangible.
Right.
But cash is. So maybe that's why we got the
the phone?
The cash phones. I don't know. But I feel like such an old lady. Those cash phones thing sucks. But, I mean, I understand the whole point of Jay-Z preaching financial responsibility. And even though I joke about how I'm not in that bracket to where I can buy $1 million paintings, right, or these properties of which he spoke, I do feel like it's a great message to be responsible with your money, because, you know, y'all know we're about that hashtag budget life over here.
Word.
And I think it's great to see a message like that becoming more mainstream, because what I've learned is that a lot of people don't get that talk. I was fortunate to have a mom who has been a banker my whole life and a father who was an entrepreneur. So we had all the money talks. And I remember being in college and people were bringing me their credit card applications. And I was like, all right, girl, you're going to want to send this one in. Or girl, nah, you got to tear this one up so it doesn't get confused. I want you to get confused and send this in. It's not a good look. And so now that I understand that that's not a lesson that a lot of other people got, I think it's great that people are understanding, like, oh, if I manage my money better, I can be in this position. Let me take that stack that I was using as a phone and put it in the bank.
Yes.
Or invest it somewhere.
Word. to your mother.
Yes, literally word to my mother. So another thing that took place in these United States while you were gone, guys, a whole pink trap house like came and left.
Okay, it was here. I was here when it was here.
I felt like y'all were gone for a while. I wasn't
here when it was gone.
Y'all were gone forever.
So the pink trap house, guys, it was like all over the medias for good and bad. I'm sure everybody's timeline was divided like mine was. Like half people were just really excited, taking pictures there, getting real crunk or ratchet or acting like they were cooking crack, basically. And then the other...
What?
I saw people at the pink oven, Brad. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And then the other half was usually a little bit older, ranting and raving about how this was the problem with the culture now and that they were glorifying trap life and drug use and drug abuse and da 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 da. But it just brought up, I mean,
a lot. The whole gamut of responses.
Everybody talking about everything. So let's talk about the history of the pink trap house since it's gone.
Yeah. R.I.P. Like, first of all, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm so giggly. This stuff is not funny.
It is funny, though.
I'd be a horrible journalist.
It's really funny because, you know, go ahead. You say your part, then I'll say my part.
Well, one thing that I thought was kind of dope, I heard a church service took place. Because I don't know anything about that, I can't really say anything about that.
It did happen.
But, I mean, like, in terms of the details or anything like that, so I mean, like, I don't really know anything else about it, so I can't really speak on it. What I did think was kind of dope was that they had HIV testing out there. I personally prefer to get tested in a more discreet environment. However, I did Google because I was like, okay, I want to know how impactful this was. Having an HIV testing center set up is one thing. People actually getting tested is another.
Right.
And so I looked it up and I did see that 53 people got tested. And that may not seem like much, but when you think about it, on a random day, the fact that that many people came out and got tested and they had access to that for free, because I mean, even with insurance, you go and you get tested and there's a bill for it, and depending on your insurance, maybe the bill is high, maybe the bill is low, I don't know. But the fact that people were able to know their status for free, I think it's a fantastic thing. Getting tested is already scary, so not having to worry about a bill is fantastic. Maybe it's not scary for everyone. Sorry, I delete that. One thing I thought was pretty interesting was that 2 Chainz spoke up about the controversy about this pink trap house, and he said that people related to the trials and tribulations of his past and everything that he experienced to get himself to the point where he is now, and they wanted to be a part of his story. And so he said that because the struggle is really universal, he says trap is essentially mainstream. Again, that is a quote from him. I get that we can all definitely identify with the struggle of starting from maybe humble beginnings and having to really hustle our way up. I don't know.
I don't think people were taking pictures at the trap house because of the struggle. I think they were taking pictures because it's a pink house that was just made for Instagram. It was made for Instagram.
He said that he knew women would love it. I think he wanted, because the album was pretty girls like trap music, he wanted something that would really appeal to women. And he was like, paint that thing pink.
And people came.
Yeah.
People really did come.
I thought it was pretty.
Did not think it was pretty. It's like Pepto-Bismol pink.
It was Pepto-Pink. It looked good. Put a nice little filter on it against the blue sky.
That's what everybody was doing.
Yeah, they
did. And I really was like, what? Okay, but here's the thing. This is where it gets interesting. I was like, what would people do if Clean Airs took a picture at the pink
trap house? Oh, girl, no. Clean Airs wasn't going to be doing that.
See?
Well, because it's still a trap house. Like, Pause. As somebody who grew up in this great city, well, I mean, not to say it's not specific to Atlanta, but I mean, I've been saved and redeemed. I can't do it. But and I'm not saying that from a holy place. I'm saying that from a...
the saved and redeemed, taking pictures at the chap
house. I know. I say that. Well, I think that some people have different kinds of BC lives where they're involved in different kinds of things. My background does not permit me to just be like rolling on up like it's all to the G.
Exactly. Some of us have seen real trap houses, so...
Yes. And so, yeah. So I'm just like, I won't be there, but... That's a nice shade of pink. Well, it really ain't gonna be there now.
Right, because it's gone.
But I will say this. I think that to make it a place where... Because, I mean, there's certain people who are not setting foot in a real church. Let's be honest. But if some people might hear that there is a church service going on at the Pink Trap House. And I'm pretty sure that there were people who went in there who would not normally go to church. And I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't go as far as to say they had a church service and make a mockery. So, I mean, prayerfully, they got something really good out of it. And hopefully some people met the Lord that day. So I think that that's fantastic to make something like that available in an unlikely space. Again, even with the testing, I think it's fantastic that healthcare was available to people who didn't have that. They got peace of mind. 53 people approximately. I'm sorry, I was trying to be funny. But I'm saying all those people got peace of mind because they were able to get tested for free. And that's awesome. And hopefully, I mean, if there was anybody who tested positive, that they were able to get plugged in with some treatment. But to be able to kind of get started on a journey to health there through something that's deemed negative, that's kind of dope.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I was not one to pass judgment on it. Still wasn't gonna go.
Yeah, and I think that's a difference because you know what? I think that when we talk about like, it's really easy to get judgmental, and I have been fighting that thing off like like a swarm of gnats because I feel like, you know, you get saved, and you clean up your life, you stop doing a lot of things, and then it's like, you find yourself in a space where you see people who are still doing certain things or still involved in certain things, and you're looking at them like, you all hellbound and stuff. Don't come over here with all that dullness. And even if that's not your direct thought, there is some element of, oh, poor little you struggling with your sin. Why don't you just get it together?
Right.
And I think it's important, you know, even having these conversations, like when we talk about 444 and we talk about the Pink Trap House and different things that go on, it reminds me that I have to remember to try my best to see people the way that Jesus did and not look at people like you're less than because you've not gotten to your point in the faith, in your faith that I've gotten to. And because I was able to put down certain things and you have not, it doesn't make me better or you worse. Y'all hear the theme music, y'all know what it is. We are about to play Bible Beef. And that is where we attempt to, there are two Bible characters. We're right. Given two Bible characters in a scenario, and we have them duke it out in character. Mm-hmm. Courtney says that she's in the mood to laugh today, so she's probably going to and just embarrass us fully. So, let's get into it. Same time, because I don't know you like that. We're going to reveal who our people are.
Who you know me like then? Who you know me like?
Don't worry about it. All right. Who you got, Sarita?
Aquila. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. I'm ready for this. I'm Priscilla, and I'm about to lemonade the mess out of the situation.
Oh, goodness. What's the situation?
I just tear my paper.
I don't understand.
Okay, our situation is pitching a tent.
Oh, goodness.
Oh my gosh. Courtney's about to put some time on the clock. I don't know how much.
Okay, this is just going to go.
She's giving us 1 minute to do this.
This is going to go off the top of the dome because their story is
super not.
Right.
Okay, we're going to work this out. Tell us when to go. Tell me when to go. Okay.
All right, you put the tent up this way. I know I've done this before. I don't need the directions. I just know how to put the tent up.
First of all, darling, you make quilts. I don't know, mats.
Tents?
Tents?
I make tents. I know.
Is that what you make?
I know how to put the tent up because I make. You make tents with me. Are you not next to me?
Babe, what I'm trying to tell you is that this is not the way that it goes. It needs to be like this.
So you don't even remember like what we this. Make. So how are you going to tell me how to put the tent together?
Just because I had a loss of words does not mean that I don't know what we're doing.
Priscilla, darling, they said that you're supposed to be silent as I instruct you. So be silent as I instruct you on this tent.
Let me tell you something. I don't know who you're talking to. You better find Becky with the good hair talking like that.
Wow.
But you're not going to talk to me that way, good sir. This is the way that it goes.
Don't make me call the homie John. He always has to calm me down because you'll be going crazy. All I want to do is get this tent up. Why we got to argue?
Listen.
Just put the tent up.
Listen, me and my baby going to be all right. We going to have a good life.
We don't have any children.
Hey, sorry. Hi. I legit was like, I don't know anything about her life. Guys,
why? We don't know anything about their life.
How's she going to pick the most nondescript person? It's like saying she picked that one of the lepers that didn't go back. But he didn't even have no lines. Courtney over here picking nondescript people. J-Feth. I cannot.
You can't win off the strength of Beyonce.
You cannot. Listen, I was just happy to be able to call to recollection something. Because all I know is that Courtney's over here picking people from the index of the Bible. That's rude. If you got to look back where the map's at, that's not right. Mm. Well, since she said that I won.
Yes.
I mean, goodness. I would like to thank Beyonce for providing just a situation. And Jay-Z for once again taking the L.
Oh, goodness. We want to talk about what's in our headphones. It is our favorite part of the podcast because we get to tell you what we've been vibing to and, of course, what is on the playlist.
Ooh.
I will go first.
Yes.
Since I'm already talking.
Sure.
And Simone is making art.
Oh yeah.
So I've actually picked a Molly Music song because I waited so long to make sure that I really loved everything on the album. So here is "What You Done" by Molly Music.
Floor going four at a time. All in the world, all in the sky, all in the water, power resides with my king. Yeah, yeah, he's mighty. Whoa, there's no way I forget what you done. Get what you done for my people. I won't forget.
We're gonna have to put him on the list with Ruslan and the Dream Junkies.
You know what? I cannot help it. I can't. Okay, so y'all already know, we really don't have to go into all that I feel about Molly Music because we've talked about this multiple times. But this song right here is so cool and a worship song at that. He's talking about God, y'all. But he's saying it in the coolest way possible. I really love that Molly doesn't try to be like anyone else. He's always innovative and very different. And even though he's gone away from like full on just worship music as from like the second coming, this song right here is in the vein of someone who is growing and still talking about God, but in different ways, and is always trying to bring it in different avenues. So I really love it. I love the whole album, of course.
Yes.
And I just cannot wait for whenever the tour happens and comes to Atlanta.
Definitely, because I missed him last time because I had a podcast to edit. Look at me loving y'all. And so I'm definitely going to be at the next one, too. What is in my headphones is Slow Cook by Propaganda.
Yeah.
Slow cook, dry rub, low flame, let it sit. That's the hip-hop I fell in love with. That's the hip-hop I fell in love with. That's the hip-hop I fell in love with. Yeah.
I fight to not write diss tracks. Distracts from the visionary versus syntax. Windex found a brother battling in P-Town. He said a war don't make a king. It's what you do with the crown. The ground crumbles at the feet
I'm
of the
mad,
heart.
I'm okay.
You well so now. Please, I know the 444 dropped on the 30th, and I don't know which saints or which not saints or which kinds of saints are still on that, but please, please, please make it a point to go and listen to Crooked by Propaganda, because it is all things. I first heard the song and I was like, oh my gosh, it feels so nostalgic and wonderful. And you know what? He's absolutely right. That's the hip hop I fell in love with. It took me back to being a little kid, sneaking. Sorry, mom. And listening to these raps and just falling completely in love with everything I was hearing. I was falling in love with the music. I was falling in love with the wordplay and all that stuff. And just even the sound, the record just took me back to feeling exactly the way I felt in those days. And that's nice. So thanks, Prop, for giving me that feeling. And yeah, check out Crooked.
Couldn't have given you more. I tried to love you.
Now it's time to say goodbye
to all our company.
I can't. I don't think cleaners with
us. No, because we tried that one time already.
I think we did.
Yeah, we did. It didn't work. It was horrible. So, yeah.
But it's that time, guys. It is that time to say goodbye. It's the end of the episode.
Yes.
I hope this in some way made sense.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed our random hodgepodge talking about a bunch of different things, because sometimes it's fun for us to just get together as girlfriends and just gab. So, I mean, it be like that.
Right. And you just got the gabbing because you've been out of town and we just wanted to talk.
Yeah. But we don't have time to like catch up in real life. So we got to like just like, guess this is the podcast, guys.
That's what it is.
Catch up on wax.
So we want to, of course, number one, thank Courtney P, who came here and all of her sleepiness and jet lag.
For real. I'm like, I'm not sure if she's awake right now or not.
She's trying her best, and I know I feel it the same way, girl. So
I traveled no place and I'm tired.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
You know, I can't even imagine how y'all feel right now. So clap for both of y'all, because y'all some troopers.
Maybe.
I legit almost rescheduled today just to be like, are y'all sure y'all don't want to sleep?
I do want to sleep, but I also really want this podcast to work out, because I'm not made to work.
Yeah, there's also that.
We try to not do this 9-to-5.
Man, listen. So we would also like to thank Abiding and the Collective, our house band.
Because all the ones and twos.
That's right. So guys, if you have not already checked out the Collective, y'all, Abiding is killing this thing called the Take Your Mask Off Challenge. And there will be a piece coming soon from me. And I'm terrified, so if you're going to judge me after you read it, I need you to just judge me on the inside and don't say nothing, because I almost put my mask back on.
Ooh.
And I'm grateful for just the opportunity to share in such a transparent way. So guys, you're going to want to get in on this. Continue to watch the media so that you can see when the pieces drop and you can go and read them and be inspired to take the mask off in your own life.
Also, we are looking for more writers to add to the collective. We'd like to have a nice big stable of writers who are interested in writing about things from the lifestyle and Christian perspective that you may not have seen in other sites. So if you are a writer or aspiring writer, or you feel like you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you. So you want to email us at wiyh@cleanearshow.com.
And you also want to, guys, cop your tickets for the Young Black Professionals.
Nope.
Guys, you also want to cop your tickets for the Young Professionals Mixers. Professionals. We're going to be on the panel. We told you about the event last week. It's going to be at Condessa Coffee in Old Fourth Ward, 480 John Wesley Dobbs Avenue. On Friday, July the 28th, it starts at 5:30. Guys, tickets are only $30 and they go toward a great cause. So you're going to want to cop your tickets from Compass Life, ypm.eventbrite.com. The links are on our media. They go out on Twitter and out on IG as well. I believe Facebook too.
Yep.
So be on the lookout for that. You definitely want to cop your tickets. Come out and meet us. Hang out. Hear what we have to say. And hopefully it's like awesome.
It should be awesome. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to add to the conversation that we can't always put into the podcast.
Yep.
It really doesn't make sense. So we'd love to bring that information to you. And also we want to meet you and network and learn more about what you guys are doing, because I'm sure most of you are very professional and successful, and we could learn something from you as well.
Yeah. Also, guys, if you have not already, check out our YouTube page. We are Clean Airs Podcast on YouTube. We are doing awesome and amazing things over there. We are playing games on video so you can see our faces and just see the shenanigans and how it goes down in real life. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you hear beating on tables and things. You can kind of see what that looks like. And you also get to catch our snippets in video form. So, again, you get to see our faces and kind of be a part of the conversation in a different way. So you definitely want to check that out.
Yes, become an earbud. Get all the information. Get on all of our socials. We are growing slowly but surely, but we'd love to make sure that we connect with you on all of those platforms. Because, again, as I continue to say, we have a lot of things happening very soon. We're relaunching some things, restarting some things. This might be hinting at some things for some of you.
Gotta stay tuned.
So, of course, you can get all that information on our website, which is www.cleanairshow.com. We have links to our socials. You have bios there. You can see our pretty faces. You can check out podcasts. We have a prayer corner there. I'd love for us to like get some more prayers in us. Let's do that soon. That'd be awesome. But if you haven't already listened to them, you want to go and check them out. We have prayers for a lot of different situations. We have friends of ours who were able to do those prayers, and they have already blessed us. We'd love for them to bless you as well.
Yes.
And of course, the collective lives on the website.
Yes, that's their home.
So you want to check them out there too. Lots going on.
Absolutely. So guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.
I gotta leave, so please don't make it hard for me. I gave enough, I'm tired of love. I gotta let it go.